Okay. Now I'm going to turn it over to you, Alicia.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sister Alicia. The verse that I was given was Philippians 4th chapter, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be here with other Christians on this line, Father God. We thank you for waking us up with our right minds and have our minds set on you. We seek your presence, your guidance, and your peace. Father God, we understand that sometimes our world seems as though it's filled with so much turmoil. We ask that you bring calm to our hearts. Lord, steady our minds. Lord, ease our spirits. Lord, there are days when the noise around us and within us becomes overwhelming, Father God. We're being pulled in so many directions, Lord. Sometimes we're so worried and burdened by our fears. Father God, when we're feeling like this, we turn to you. You are our giver of peace. We're asking you to quiet our minds, Lord. Just quiet our minds, Lord. Help us to find rest in your presence, God. Teach us how to breathe deeply, Lord. Teach us how to slow down and appreciate the simple moments of life. Lord, help us to become more mindful of you. Lord, help us to find your peace that is within us. Lord, with every breath that we take, we invite more peace in our hearts. Lord, let us just breathe in deeply. And as we exhale, Lord, let us release any stress or tension, Lord. Lord, let us breathe in and breathe out, Father God. We pray for peace within ourselves, Father God. Lord, when the world feels heavy and our burdens seem too great to carry, help us to remember that your peace is always available to us. Lord, allow us to find stillness in the midst of chaos. Lord, may we find calm when all around us feels uncertain. Lord, may we trust in your goodness and know that we are held in your loving care. Lord, we pray for peace in our relationships, Father God. Sometimes we experience misunderstanding, arguments, or distance from the people that we love. Guide us in seeking reconciliation and healing, Father God. Lord, we ask again for reconciliation and healing, Father God. Help us to approach one another with open hearts, Father. Lord, provide us with patience, understanding, and a willingness to forgive. Lord, let our homes be places of peace, safety, and love. Lord, allow us to grow and thrive in those places. Lord, we ask that you provide us peace when we need to forgive others, Father God. We ask that you provide us peace when we need to be forgiven by others, Father God. It's just not us. Father God, we ask that you provide peace in our communities. Too often we see division and conflict, Father God. We see that people are turned against one another over our difference of opinions, belief, or backgrounds, Father God. Allow us to be able to listen more deeply. Lord, allow us to extend compassion to those who we don't understand. Help us to become peacemakers, Father God. Help us to bridge gaps, Father God, and build unity, Father God, where there's any discord. Father God, we ask and pray for those that are suffering. Lord, we understand that there are some that are affected by war, violence, or injustice, Father God. Our hearts go out to them, Lord. We lift them up in prayer, Father God. We ask that you provide them with relief and hope, Father God. For those that have displaced shelters, Father God, we ask that you provide them with safety. Lord, may the justice roll down like the waters, bringing peace where there is strife, Father God. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that are in different countries, Father God, where there's just war and chaos. We're praying for them. Although we're not at war, Father God, we understand how they may be feeling, worried about their loved ones, Father God. May you provide them peace beyond any understanding, Father God. Lord, show us how to bring peace where there's conflict. Lord, help us to be more loving and kind. Allow us to have a listening ear, to extend a kind word, or, Father God, to even help those that are in need. Father God, teach us to work for a world where we're all treated with dignity, where we're all valued and respected, regardless of our background, our beliefs, or our circumstances, Father God. Help us to love one another as you have loved us. Father God, in this space, we give thanks. We give thanks for the moment of peace that we've experienced. God, we're thankful for those who have shown us kindness and love. Father God, we thank you for your constant presence with us. Thank you, Father God, for being our strength, for being our refuge, Father God, for always loving us unconditionally, Father God, for allowing us to come to you when we need you, Father God, for allowing us to thank you when we're just grateful, Father God. God, we know that you know what's on our hearts, Father God. We ask that you just continue to guide us, Father God. Can allow us to find peace within ourselves so that we can share it with our brothers and sisters. Father God, we pray for everyone that is on this line, Father God. We thank you for the new people that are on this line, Father God. We thank you for those that are continuously sharing this ministry with those around us, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to impact the world, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for allowing the bishop and the first lady of this house to allow their vision to be passed on to us, Father God. Father God, we understand that sometimes we don't even know what to say. Our mouths can't even form the words, Father God. But we know that you know what's on our heart, Father God. We thank you for our family members, Father God. We're continuously praying for those, Father God, and for our family members, our coworkers that are just going through turmoil in their life, Father God, that we don't even know about, Father God. We are asking for peace, Father God, that you guide them and show them and send them that word, send them that person so that they can know that it was you, Father God, so they can continue to trust in you, Father God, so they can continue to lean on you, Father God. We thank you for those who are in the sick beds, Father God. We ask that you provide them with peace and healing right now. Touch them where they are, Father God. We thank you for those that are in places to provide help for others, Father God. We thank you. We understand that sometimes, God, they may be having strife and conflict in their life, Father God, but they have to come to work and show up with a game face, Father God. We ask that you just continue to love God and protect them, Father God, and give them the peace that they need in their homes, Father God, because we understand that if there isn't peace in our homes, Father God, sometimes we just don't even understand how to function, Father God. We're just so angry, Father God. We ask that you just take that anger out of our hearts, Father God, and replace it with love and understanding and forgiveness, Father God. We understand that sometimes people lash out at us, and it's not even us that they're mad at, Father God. We ask that you just allow us to have some understanding, Father God. Allow us to be forgiven, Father God. We're not perfect people, Father God. We've done the same thing, and it doesn't make it right, Father God, but help us. Help us walk in our faith. Help us to stand strong in our faith, Father God. Continue to bless us, Father God. Even when we're going through storms, Father God, we thank you for the storms, Father God. We thank you for the storms, Father God. We thank you for the rain, Father God. We thank you for the sunshine after the storms, Father God. We thank you that you've embedded it and stamped it in our heart, Father God, that we will never forget that it was you that brought us through, Father God. It was nobody but you, Father God. We're standing on the prayers of our grandmothers and our grandfathers and our great-grandmothers, Father God. We thank you for those prayers that went forth before us that we didn't even understand, Father God. We didn't even know that they were going on for us, Father God. We thank you. We don't even sometimes know why we're in church, Father God, and we know that it was those prayers of our ancestors, of our grandmothers, Father God, and we thank you for that. And some of us are on this line praying for our grandchildren and our children, Father God, and our parents, and we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the prayer life, Father God. We thank you that there are leads on this line, Father God, and they don't even know what we're going through, and they just provide that one word. That one word that we're seeking, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. Sometimes we get on here, Father God, and we don't even know what we're going to say. You just place it in our heart, Father God, and the words just flow. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for those that are coming on here praying, Father God, when they're nervous, Father God. We ask that you take that spirit of nervousness from them, Father God. We just thankful that they're on here, that we're all continually one goal, Father God, and that's to live in your house with you one day, Father God. We thank you for the life that you've provided for us, Father God. We thank you for the struggles, Father God. We thank you for provision, Father God. We thank you for provision, Father God. We thank you for the vision that the man and woman of this house has placed, Father God. We thank you for those of us that are living that vision, Father God, and are products of that vision, Father God. We thank you for the prayers that they have said for us on our behalf, Father God. We don't even know that they're praying for us, Father God. In the middle of the night, God placed our name on their heart, Father God, and they just get up and pray for us. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We thank you for those of us that those of you that have joined us today, Father God, if you have to go, we thank you. We also want you to remember that if you so feel it in your heart, that you would sow a seed, Father God. There are many ways that you can give, Father God. We give via Cash App. We've changed our Cash App. Let me grab it really quick. That Cash App is $ Bishop Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. And you also can go to ekcministries.org and leave your prayer request there, Father God. If you want to be a prayer lead, Father God, you can reach out to Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. And if you want to stay in touch with this ministry, you can text the word MAXIMIZE and put 55444. And I'm going to now turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Well, amen. Thank you, Alicia. That was a lovely, lovely, lovely prayer. We give God praise. Yes, we're praying for peace this week. And he will keep our minds in perfect peace. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. Let's worship the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, Jesus. We love you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. You're holy, God. You're wonderful. God,